Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad you're hanging out with me on this 15th consecutive live Memorial Day, and that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the origins of Memorial Day. It's one of the things that I do every Memorial Day is go back and give you a little bit of history about this great holiday, this very special holiday, a holiday when we're happy, but we also should take a moment to reflect, and that's what we're going to do right now. You know, as if you study the history of this holiday at all, you recognize that reasonable people disagree on the origins of Memorial Day. Some say it began when Southern women went out and decorated the graves of fallen soldiers, North and South, during the Civil War. But most accept that the practice of Memorial Day, of decorating graves, happened sometime during the time of the Civil War. And for those who died in the Civil War. But on May the 5th, 1868, General John A. Logan, the commander of the Army of the Republic, made Memorial Day official with the General Order Number 11, where he said, in part, "The 30th day of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country. And other than Congress making Memorial Day a national holiday in the 1960s, President Johnson did that. He commemorated that in I think it was 67. They made it the last Monday in May. Other than that, America has since honored its fallen heroes from all conflicts, right up until the current ones, pretty much as General Logan ordered in 1868. When America issued its first call to arms, before it had a professional army, that call went to the militia, which was identified as all able-bodied men, called Minutemen because they could be ready to fight in a minute's notice. They were primarily shopkeepers, craftsmen, farmers, folks like that. Today we call them small business owners, and that's one of the things that I want to make sure that we think about today as we commemorate those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. I'd also like to make sure that we remember those who turned from their citizen from their citizen jobs to becoming members of the military, and who paid the sacrifice at a proportional rate to their to those who were regular army, regular military. Even as far away as Scotland, America's Minutemen were impressive, writing about the colonies' quest for independence in his book, The Wealth of Nations. Adam Smith predicted America would prevail against England thanks to its militia, which, as I said, turns from primary citizen character into a standing army. In the early 20th century, state militias became the National Guard, as you know. Prior to the Spanish-American War of what was it, 1896, I think it was, 98 maybe. Prior to that, the militia had only served on our soil. But after that, the National Guard and the Reserve served around the world. And when state militias became National Guard and the National Defense Act created the reserves, that changed. In every war or conflict since, America has deployed the National Guard and the Reserves right alongside regular forces. And they, as I said, they represented a proportional number of casualties. On this Memorial Day, my friends, as we honor all those who paid the ultimate price in service to this country, let's also remember the long tradition of America's militia, including small business owners and employees, who served honorably and courageously and paid the ultimate sacrifice on behalf of a grateful nation. It's hard enough leaving family to march into harm's way, but the degree of difficulty of that commitment is compounded for volunteers who also have to disconnect from their businesses and from their full-time careers. Thinking about, contemplating, imagining, enjoying the blessings of freedom wherever it's found, there is one prime truth, and that's that freedom is not free. As beneficiaries, as you and I are, of those who paid the ultimate price for our freedom, the only way we can repay them, the only method of repayment, the only way we can be worthy of their sacrifice is if we do all we can to maintain the freedom that they paid for and gave to us. Think about that, folks, as we enjoy this holiday, as we barbecue and play golf and fish and gather with friends and family and laugh and have fun. Let's take a moment, just sometime during the day, take a moment to think about, to recognize that this didn't come from nothing. That this wasn't just manna that fell out of the sky. Somebody paid a price for this. And well over a million Americans in the history of our country, well over a million, maybe closer to 2 million, counting all the conflicts, paid the ultimate price so that you and I could have the opportunity to laugh and to have fun and to enjoy our lives and to enjoy this country we call the United States of America, with all of its flaws, with all of the things we agree with and disagree with all the things we disagree with each other about. This is all, was the ability for us to have all this was given to us by those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. God bless those who paid that price, my friends, for our freedom. Happy Memorial Day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.